Well, I've got to admit, the 80s and the 90s were very, very good to me. I was a young fella in radio, and particularly the Black Sorrows in the late 1980s. They were probably the biggest name on radio, full stop, right across the country. But fast forward a bit to 1994, and there was this song that came out. It was a rollicking, guitar distortion-driven song about not being noticed by a love interest. It features the soaring vocals of this amazing duo. It reached number 51 on the charts back in 1994, but I got to say, of all the Australian songs I've ever heard, I reckon this song is right up there. It's one of my absolute favourites. So I've got to admit, I'm a little bit starstruck this morning. I've never spoken to them, but my special guests, Vika and Linda, good morning.
Good morning, Harry.
Oh, I'm getting all nervous now. Look, you know, I just listened to that song again. It makes me cry. It's called When Will You Fall For Me? You know what? I reckon it's probably one of the most underrated songs ever released in Australia. It is just an amazing song. It really is.
You know, that means a lot, you saying that, Murray, because I agree with you. I think it's underrated as well, because every time we play it with the band, we get new musicians coming, they play it for the first time. It's often their favourite song, and they say, we just really love playing that song, especially guitar players. It's their favourite play, and you can hear why it would be a guitar player's favourite song. But they always pick out that one, and it's like, and I've found that really interesting.
Yeah, look, it's the combination. Everything just came together. I did have a look at the video clip from 1994. The geeky guy that you're really keen to fall from, he's a bit strange, but you girls just, you put it together so well. And I said that guitar-driven distorted sound and your soaring vocals, it is just a wonderful, wonderful, rollicking song.
Thank you very much, Murray. Well, the geeky guy is Frank Woodley.
Of course. Yes, I can see it now, of course.
Yes. Gorgeous. He was meant to be doing all sorts of things like falling over for us, but he tripped and sprained his Achilles and he couldn't actually walk, so that's finished.
That's why he was on the Lilo all the time and not doing anything.
Walk.
But look, you know, Sisters, obviously they're a lot later than you guys, but, you know, sometimes when I hear about the synthesis of your vocals together, I think of a Swedish band called First Aid Kit. You know, they've got a bit of a country sound as well. You've probably never been really compared to them, but, you know, the synthesis of your vocals does remind me a lot of some of the amazing sounds you get from First Aid Kit.
Thanks, Murray. What about
Ever? Well, I remember you doing Fernando on New Year's Eve. Do you know the band First Aid Kit?
Yeah.
They have just such a beautiful, beautiful synthesis of voices. Look, let's talk about the show. You guys are coming to the Tanks. It's on the 22nd of October. The Tanks is a wonderful, wonderful location here. Tickets are available. You can check them out on Ticketlink. You know, I've been indulging myself and, you know, just keen to talk to you about some of my wonderful memories of hearing that great song from the 90s. But, of course, some of the things that you guys have done over the years, we talked about Joe Camilleri and the Black Sorrows. Of course, you've sung with amazing people on albums like Paul Kelly, Casey Chambers, John Farnham and all the rest. But I want to know a little bit more about some of the things that you've done. Actually singing for the Dalai Lama. And I've got to laugh because my son, when he first heard about the Dalai Lama, he saw the photographs, he saw him on television, he said, Dad, where's the Lama? Did the Dalai really have a Lama when you sang for him?
Oh, isn't that cute? Yeah, the innocence. It's just beautiful. But talking about that, we looked at that photo the other day and we're trying to remember. It was quite a while ago. He came to Australia. There was a record that was made for the refugees of Tibet. And, yeah, we got to meet the Dalai Lama then when he visited. And, yeah, it was a great honour. It was, like Linda said, he was just like a big ray of sunshine when he walked in the room. Yeah. It was incredible. Energy shifted. And everyone was just like, oh, very hard to explain, but, you know, there's something about that man that's really quite powerful.
Just
his energy. He radiates this positive, you know, and especially after, you know everything he'd been through, and to have that mindset was like, wow, you know, it was something to take from that.
What an amazing experience. And, you know, the list goes on. Nelson Mandela, the King of Tonga as well. But look, you know, with all the experience and what you guys have done of true icons, really, of Australian music, and it's amazing your Tongan heritage, because we have a lot of Tongan people that live in this part of the world as well. And we know how rich, warm and welcoming people and wonderful people they are, regardless of where they're living in the world. But of course, your synthesis with your two beautiful voices, but the soul, the rock, gospel, blues, country music, and of course some of the island music of your Tongan ancestry. Just give us a bit of an idea of what we're going to hear, apart from my favourite song, When Will You Fall For Me, at the Tanks on the 22nd of October.
We have to put that in the set now, don't we?
No? You do, you do.
Well, we actually made, during lockdown, we had three albums out. We had an anthology, which was the best of the records we'd made up until,
2006.
Yes, and that was really great. That went to number one on the ARIA chart, so we were pretty shocked and pleasantly surprised about that. And then we made a gospel record in lockdown, so we'll be doing songs from that. And then we made another record called The Wait, and was an album of originals that we hadn't put out an album of original music in 19 years. So that was released in 2021. Yes. And that went to number two on the ARIA chart. So we were really pleased about that. And so we're going to do a lot of songs from that new record.
A new gospel and some old favourites in a nutshell.
Grandpa song.
And then
Never Let Me Go from The Sorrows will be in it. We have to do that.
Sure.
The parting song. So yes, we do about 22 songs in the set. So it's a bit of everything.
As I said, I'm really pleased after all these years to get an opportunity to talk to you girls, because that song has always had a special place in my heart, the one that I was talking about earlier and the one I can't stop banging on about. Really looking forward to seeing you girls here in town, 22nd of October. The Tanks tickets are available at Ticketlink. Vika and Linda, thank you so much for all the pleasure over so many years.
Thank you for talking to us, Murray. It's been great.
Thanks, Murray.